Welcome back to the Boss Lab. Oh my gosh, so let's discuss this real quick, because Facebook just recently made a change, maybe 2 or 3 days ago, to Facebook groups, and people are freaking out. They're threatening to leave Facebook. Like, all change isn't bad change, you guys. Like, the things that most major corporations and companies do, they do it to actually enhance the user experience. So for those of you who don't know, Facebook went into your groups and they removed members. Now, before you be like, oh my God, how am I supposed to run my business if Facebook is removing my group members? This is why I hate Facebook. No. Okay. So one of the recent changes that Facebook made, and this is a very recent change, by very recent, I mean less than 6 months ago, is they changed how people were invited and or added to groups. Okay. So previously, it gave off this false pretense because it had the invite button and it automatically added people to groups. So a lot of people, including myself, looked up and we were in groups that were irrelevant. Some groups were just downright disgusting. Like, I looked and I was like, wait a minute, I can't believe my friend would add me to this group. Like, I started to look at my friends a little bit differently, okay? And so also what happened is, either I was added to so many groups or somehow I missed notifications. So I was added to, I looked up and I was in over 250 groups, you guys. And I don't know how I got in all of those groups. I know for a fact that maybe half of them I had been added to by someone else. And I never even saw these groups on my newsfeed until like one day it popped up. Maybe it was a popular post in that group or something. It popped up on my newsfeed. I was like, ew. And then I went to the groups to remove myself. Like, have you seeing those Facebook posts by your friends talking about stop adding me to your groups is so annoying. So what Facebook did is they actually helped both the people who were added to these groups as well as the group admins, okay? So it was to heighten or strengthen the user experience for the group member, because if you're not interested in that content, you don't want to see it on your newsfeed. So you shouldn't be forced to. Right? This is why people were like, oh, I got to get off of here because I'm seeing so much stuff and it's irrelevant, it's disgusting, it's so depressing, right? Like, all of the reasons why people wanted to get off and felt like they needed a break from social media, right? I guarantee you it's because a lot of content was not the things that they wanted to see. Now, as a group admin, you should like this even more though. So we always want to be welcome to change, but here's the deal. Now you have people in your group that truly want to be there. So Facebook removed the people that were added without their consent and or acknowledgement, and people who never ever visit your group. So even though they showed up as a number in your group, a number in your members list, they weren't truly a member. You see what I'm saying? So now you're actually talking to people who wanted to be there, people that are actually showing up, people who are actually visiting the group. So now you're not just talking to a crowd of the unknowns. Now, because you are talking to people that truly want to be there, you need to start optimizing your efforts if you're not already doing so. So this is one of the major benefits of using a Facebook group. Now, of course, Facebook business page has this as well, but primarily, my focus is to get you off of your personal profile, okay? Your personal profile does not have all of the features as well as insights. And if you're trying to make money using social media, you need to make sure that you have an actual game plan. You want to make sure that you have a roadmap. With a personal page, you can't see this type of stuff. This is why you end up seeing those posts like, oh my God, the Facebook algorithm, I keep seeing the same 15 people post comments on this post so I can see more of your posts. That's why you end up with that type of stuff, okay? Instead of doing that, you guys, you want to actually be strategic about it. So I'm talking about Facebook groups for the moment, and it does not matter if you have an Android, an Apple, or if you're using a computer. You have insights, you guys. So if you're using the mobile device, as soon as you go to your group, you are going to see the name of your group. Then you're going to see the members, and right underneath that, you should see admin tools, okay? You want to click on that, and the very top row is going to say insights from the last 28 days. I want you to skip past the new members. Remember, we are not focused on the quantity, okay? We want to see the quality, right? And the quality for us is going to be engagement. So Why should we be focusing on engagement? Facebook can actually help you grow your group organically. When people are actually engaging in your group, you guys, Facebook then suggests your group to people who have similar interests. So you've probably already seen it when you're scrolling your newsfeed or when you're on Facebook on the PC. So the right side, it says suggested groups. So they look at the things that you're interested in. If that group is active and it's engaged, you are more likely to actually pop up there. So that way you can gain new members. Okay, so now going back to this, we want to look at where it says posts, comments, and reactions. All right, and to look at this on a computer, you guys, just log into your group on the left-hand side, look at group insights. You're going to be able to get the same information from both your mobile as well as an actual computer. So now what you want to do is scroll down to look at your popular days. This is how you can see when your group members are more active and more engaged in your specific group. Why is this so important, you guys? Because Facebook is worldwide. With that being said, there's different time zones and cultures, right? There are some cultures that limit social media activity. There are some time zones, right? Like, you know, I'm in Chicago. California is 2 hours behind me. So this can actually help me figure out when I'm getting the most engagement in my specific group. So for this, you guys, also scrolling down a little bit below that, you're going to see the popular times. So you know when to actually post. Now, how can you be strategic about this? When it shows you the popular days and the popular times, this means more people are actually engaged in your group. This is when you want to schedule your newer content. This is when you want to schedule your the content that took the most time for you to create. This is when you want to schedule your actual business post. So you guys know I'm always talking about the three E's: educate, entertain, and empower. And then you have your business post, right? So you want to keep those high impact type of posts on the more popular days. So for me, in my primary group, you guys, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays are my popular days. But on Monday, my more popular time is 7 to 8 a.m. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm not going to just drop dead on the non-popular days, you guys. I'm going to post on the popular on the non-popular days, but I'm just going to use that time tool, and I'm going to make sure that I schedule the post on the time that they're more likely to engage. Because guess what? Now that I'm scheduling when they're more likely to engage, this is probably going to increase my engagement. And of course, when my engagement increases, that means it actually boosts the post, and it boosts the group and other group members' news feeds. So I don't go dead on the non-popular days. But what I do is I try to reschedule or recycle old content that maybe they haven't seen that but I published a while ago. Or also, another idea, you guys, is asking questions. So because, of course, if they're engaging to answer that question, it's going to boost in the algorithm as well. So ask a question and maybe not respond on the actual post with the answer, but maybe an idea would be to create a video or to create a whole new post or to create a blog post, right? Whatever, however you're creating content, and schedule that post for your more popular days. So that way more people actually see the answer. And of course, when you can answer somebody's question, guess what? They trust you more, right? Now, here is another cool little tool. Rhyme there. In this insight feature is the top post. Why is this so important? Because success leaves clues. So your audience is pretty much telling you what they like, right? What catches their eyes. So in this tool, it shows you who wrote it, right? Who's the author? What did the actual post say? It shows you how many comments it received. It shows you how many people reacted to it. And it also shows you how many people actually viewed it. So if there's a certain type of post, right? Whether it be a poll, whether it be, you know, like a poll or a questionnaire, a video or a picture, right? You can see these type of posts that get the most engagement. And then that way you can start to create more of it. You see what I'm saying? People are telling you exactly what they like, what gets their eyes. So then that way you can just go back in and you can create or recycle posts that you have that kind of mimic the more popular posts in the group. Okay. And then my last final tip, you guys, is hit back for me or whatever if you're not actually navigating right now. But you want to go back to where it says your insights, and you want to look at your top contributors. Why is this so important? Remember what I said about the people who engage in your group boost your group in the Facebook algorithm. So they're actually helping your group regardless if they buy something from you or not. So you want to show them appreciation. Everybody loves to feel appreciated. So how could you do that? You can actually create a separate post in the group, like screenshot the top contributors and say thank you, or you can actually message them all individually and just say thank you, right? People love to feel appreciated, and this is how you can actually deepen your relationship with them and address any specific questions that you have. As we know, the money is in the messenger. So this might allow you the opportunity to truly get to know them and communicate with them, and who knows where that conversation may lead. And one last final tip to boost engagement, you guys. When you get new group members, create a post to welcome them to the group. Why? Because once they see their name tagged in that post, they're more likely to react to it, meaning they're probably going to see more of the posts from that group. But then also they can go back and scroll through the actual group and look at your post. A lot of people, you know, join groups and they don't necessarily remember, or they don't get a notification of when they've been accepted to the group. So when you tag them in the post, you guys, it's like, hey, here, this shows up in your notification. And then they go back to see what they were tagged in. And so that way it gets their eyes on your group and even your old content. And once they engage with your post, they're more likely to see it. So it's all about just driving engagement. It's all about being strategic about it. So make sure that you are using a group or a business page. Like I said, I do not believe in solely focusing on your personal profile, but you want to create this group, or, you know, maximize your group. You want to look at your insights. You want to strive for engagement. So you want to actually schedule posts on, or schedule your newest engaging post on your most popular days. On the non-popular days, you want to strive for more engagement and get people communicating. And this is going to boost your group algorithm even on those down days. And you also want to acknowledge and show appreciation to your group members. Hope this information helped. Catch you on the next one. Thanks so much for checking out the latest episode of The Boss Lab. If you found any type of value, be sure to share it with your friends, family, and team members, as well as follow me on social media or my blog, which is chicagosnatalie.com. Catch you guys on the next one. Be blessed.